Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Good morning, people. Welcome to my channel. Now let us talk about the nakshatra padas of the fourth nakshatra, Rohini. As you can see on the screen there, it falls in Taurus. Taurus is the second house from Aries. It's the house of resources. And this is in the heart of Taurus. I've covered these nakshatras before. If you want to go through all the other parts of understanding Rohini, so essentially speaking, the more you go through the different podcasts in this channel about a particular nakshatra, be it any area of life, I've covered this under careers, I've covered this under relationships and so on. The essential takeaway for you would be to understand the energy of the nakshatra itself, how it plays out. And then it will trigger an intuitive faculty in you where you might be able to tune yourself into how this works in the chart, be it yours, be it anyone else's. So the highest goal, if you will, is to trigger an intuitive faculty which is already latent within you. Every one of us has it as human beings. And the more you dive into all of these nakshatras in different podcasts in this channel, you will get an intuition. Oh, Rohini means this and this. Oh, Mrigshira means this and that. Or Uttara Falguni means this and that. That's the basic idea I want you to take away. What's the goal of doing all of this stuff anyway? Well, it is to get an understanding of how your soul is playing out in this life, how the soul of others around you are playing out, be it family, friends, and so on. Back to Rohini now. Rohini falls in the sign of Taurus, ruled by Venus as is signified there, and it's the first of the moon ruled nakshatras, the other two being Hasta and Shravana. Now moon ruled nakshatras have a lot to do with emotion. Obviously it has to do a lot to do with food and resources. These are all resource gathering nakshatras, Rohini, Hasta and Shravana, in different ways. Of course we'll see that when we come to the other two. But think of always the governing planet of the nakshatra itself. Rohini is governed by moon as a nakshatra, but it falls within the sign of Taurus, which is governed by Venus. So you might say it's a combination of Venus and moon together and how they play out. Okay, just think of it at that. So the four padas are listed there. Natal goes from Taurus to Aries in the first. From Taurus to Taurus in Navamsha in the second pada. This is the highest form of Taurus, if you will, the second pada of Rohini. The third pada of Rohini goes from Taurus to Gemini. The fourth pada goes from Taurus to Cancer Navamsha. Alright. Now, one of the things you got to take into account when you consider Rohini is these people are highly creative. It's a creation nakshatra. Because it is ruled simply by Brahma, as you can see there. You cannot copy anyone else's style. You need to create some original content regarding anything. If it's Mercury, you need to create some intellectual books, for example, if Jupiter is well placed. Or if it's in the third house, you need to cultivate a new hobby, a new style of doing things. Mercury in Rohini. If it is Venus in Rohini, you may be wanting to start your own restaurant and so on. That's how it determines the career. Essentially, if you look at it, career is basically nothing but what you're following with your own passion, isn't it? So one of the secrets that will help you unlock all your career paths in this entire nakshatra series of this channel will be to help you get the energy of it, be it in natal or navamsha, okay? What your internal self is Navamsha. How you bring it into physical reality is your natal chart. You can go through the principles once again. But remember, Rohini is a creator. It has something to do with food because it is ruled by moon. Any planet which goes in Rohini nakshatra typically will give results very early in life. Suppose if Venus is here, then there would be early relationships. Suppose there is Jupiter in here, you'll get education very early in life. Wherever there is Rohini Nakshatra, there is food. You will notice that food is a very important factor for these natives, especially if two or more planets are placed there, especially if Moon is placed there. It's exalted in Rohini. Moon is about food, Venus is about refinement. So it is sitting in the house of refinement, you might say. These people have a gift to create things. It is because nature has chosen them to create something new as a medium. This is what Rohini must learn. Whichever planets it's here, I want to get the general energy first. Nature wants them to reveal certain knowledge to the society. You have a debt to the society, something which is very neglected in these days. We have become so self-centered. We have forgotten about the act of service, being of good use to others. Rohini has a dominant theme of giving certain knowledge to the society. It may be in anything, all right? It may be in intellectual, it may be in food, it may be in knowledge. It can be even in work. But what happens to them over a period of time? They become egotistical. This you have to be cautious against for Rohini natives. Because once you start getting egotistical, Rohini Nakshatra people, that's when your downfall starts. As in with everyone, isn't it? You have an ego and then the downfall starts. That's how it all begins. Remember the Nakshatra Pada when you're dealing with it. We'll come to it soon in this podcast. When you are learning about the Nakshatra Padas, see the relationship. Aries Taurus is 212. Taurus is the same Nakshatra, right? Same sign. Taurus Gemini is again 212. Taurus Cancer is 311. So the energies of 311, 212, etc. play out very strongly. Okay? In Rohini Nakshatra. Take care of this. Take care of how the sign change from natal to Navamsha occurs and what's their numerological relationship. That will start giving you a lot of clues. Okay. Enjoy the further podcast on Rohini Nakshatra. Enjoy and share and tell me how you feel or what you have discovered in this podcast in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. All right? Enjoy.
Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Rohini Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Principles and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Creation, Attraction, and Ego. Introduction, Rohini, the fertile ground of desire and growth. Rohini Nakshatra, stretching from 10-00 to 23-D 20 feet Taurus, is the most sensual, magnetic, and fertile of all nakshatras. Ruled by the moon, it represents natural growth, beauty, creativity, and indulgence. Rohini is symbolized by a chariot and associated with Brahma the creator, signifying the urge to build, nurture, and express abundance. But with it comes the shadow of attachment, entitlement, and ego. This nakshatra is exalted ground for the moon, yet also carries karmic lessons around materialism, relationships, and emotional maturity. Its four padas each fall in different Navamsha signs, modifying not only the personality, but also the inner desire patterns and the manner in which one handles what they attract. Let's break down each pada of Rohini in terms of planetary principles, focusing on the style of karma, soul orientation, and lesson of refinement they bring. Rohini Pada 1, 10-13-20 Taurus, Navamsha sign, Aries Dharmapada, elemental shift, Earth, Taurus to fire, Aries, motivation, individual action, pioneering sensuality, principle, creation begins with assertion and willpower, inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly, the person appears stable, nurturing, and grounded, Taurus, inwardly, they operate with passion, urgency, and personal ambition. There's a strong urge to initiate and dominate through creative expression, beauty, or relationships. Karma often revolves around ego-based desires, emotional impatience, or imposing one's love onto others. Evolution lies in learning to temper impulse with grace and to create without the need for control. Rohini Pada 2, 13D20 to 16D40 lies Taurus. Navamsha sign Taurus, our elemental shift. Earth to earth, no elemental change. Motivation, stability, accumulation, material fulfillment. Principle, creation through resource preservation and enjoyment. Inner outer karma blueprint. Both outer and inner nature are sensual, luxurious, and rooted in beauty, value, and security. This pada amplifies the Venus moon energy, heightened taste, emotional possessiveness, and aesthetic refinement. Karma here tends to be around overindulgence, emotional dependency, or feeling owed by the world. The risk is stagnation or greed, especially if growth is pursued only for comfort. Soul growth comes through learning true self-worth, not accumulation, and sharing abundance rather than hoarding it. Rohini Pada 3, 16D40 to 20D0 plies Taurus, Navamsha sign Gemini Kamapada. Elemental shift, earth to air, motivation, communication, versatility, emotional exploration. Principle, creation through exchange and adaptability. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly grounded and sensual, but inwardly restless, talkative, and intellectually driven. This pada expresses emotional or romantic energy through words, charm, humor, and storytelling. Karma here relates to emotional fickleness, using communication to manipulate or distract from vulnerability. Duality becomes a karmic challenge, especially in relationships or artistic expression. Growth comes through using voice and intellect for authentic connection, rather than superficial stimulation. Rohini Pada 4, 23D20 plus Taurus, Navamsha sign Cancer, elemental shift, earth to water, motivation, nurturing, emotional security, spiritual creation, creation through feeling, protection, and emotional depth. Inner outer karma blueprint, outward energy remains sensual and secure, Taurus, but the soul seeks emotional bonding, nurturing, and spiritual anchoring, Cancer Navamsha. There's a karmic pull toward caring for others, emotional dependency, or unresolved maternal patterns. This is the most emotionally intuitive and fertile pada of Rohini, but also the most vulnerable to emotional disappointment or passive control. Karma often involves letting go of expectations from family or romantic partners. Soul evolves through unconditional giving and emotional sovereignty, loving without clinging. Rohini Pada Summary, 4 paths of beauty, 4 tests of attachment. Pada 1 Aries, soul style, bold creator, challenge, ego and love or art, lesson, temper action with emotional maturity. Soul style, embodied abundance, challenge, over attachment, greed, lesson, share what you love, not just keep it. Pada 3A, expressive lover and artist, challenge, emotional inconsistency, lesson, speak from the heart, not from the mask. Pada 4, Cancer, nurturing soul builder, challenge, emotional dependence, wounded parenting karma. Love with openness, not expectation. Closing thought, Rohini's gift is creation. Its test is ownership. Planets in Rohini are blessed with attraction power. They draw people, ideas, and resources toward them. But each pada teaches a different lesson about what to do once you have it. Do you control it, Aries? Cling to it, Taurus? Play with it, Gemini? Or protect it too much, Cancer? The true Rohini walks the middle path, creating beauty and abundance without being owned by it. Next in the series, Mrigashira Nakshatra, where curiosity replaces contentment and the seeker's journey begins. Podcast segment title, The 4 Padas of Rohini Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Examples and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Desire, Creativity, and Attachment. Introduction, Planets in Rohini, the Magnetism of the Moon and the Karma of Attraction. Rohini Nakshatra, entirely within Taurus, is ruled by the moon and symbolizes abundance, sensuality, creation, and fertility. It's where the soul learns to attract, but also where it must learn what to do with what it attracts. Each of its 4 padas falls into a different Navamsha sign, giving every planetary placement a different karmic signature. Planets placed here enjoy a natural strength, but are also tested on entitlement, possessiveness, and emotional maturity. Let's explore how planets behave in each pada of Rohini, what they seek, what their inner world craves, and what karmic correction they require. Rohini Pada 1, 10 degrees, 13 degrees, 20 point Taurus, Navamsha sign Aries Fire Dharma, Example, Mars in Rohini Pada 1, outer behavior expresses confidence through beauty, action, and creative dominance. Inner drive, Aries Navamsha Mars craves autonomy, conquest, and personal validation. Natal house focus, e.g. fifth house, bold in romance, children, or creative ventures. Strong sexual or physical drive to manifest ideas. Karmic expression, tends to dominate in love or artistic projects, can act impulsively in matters of the heart or ego. Correction path, learn to inspire rather than control. Use leadership and creativity to uplift others, not outshine them. Rohini Pada 2, 1320, 16340 Taurus. Navamsha sign, Taurus, Earth Artha. Example, Moon in Rohini Pada 2 outer behavior, emotionally grounded, affectionate, luxurious. Inner drive. With both natal and Navamsha in Taurus, this moon seeks emotional comfort, routine, and stability. Natal house focus, e.g. second house, loves good food, home life, and financial comfort, deeply attached to material security and family. Karmic expression, may resist emotional growth in favor of familiarity, over-identifies with possessions or pull as emotional extensions. Correction path, learn to let emotions flow, not trap them in objects or status. Discover security through inner peace, not outer comforts. Rohini Pada 3, 16 degree 40 to 20 degrees in Taurus, Navamsha sign, Gemini, air comma. Example, Mercury in Rohini Pada 3. Outer behavior, articulate, expressive, stylish, and communicative. Inner drive, Gemini Navamsha Mercury seeks dialogue, fun, and cerebral romance. Natal house focus, e.g. third house, skilled communicator, likely to work in writing, media, or sales, flirtatious in love, playful with ideas. Karmic expression can become emotionally inconsistent or manipulative in communication, may use words to seduce or avoid vulnerability. Correction path, align speech with emotional truth, not convenience. Practice emotional honesty in both writing and relationships. Rohini Pada 4, 23 to 2320 Taurus, Navamsha sign Cancer, Moksha. Example, Venus in Rohini Pada 4, outer behavior, extremely sensual, nurturing, and romantic. Inner drive, Venus in Cancer. Navamsha wants emotional safety, attachment, and caretaking through love. Natal house focus, e.g. 7th house. Drawn to emotionally bonded relationships, may idealize the partner. Can be over-attached or overly giving in partnerships. Karmic expression, suffers if love isn't returned in equal emotional depth. May manipulate through affection or withdraw when hurt. Correction path, learn emotional boundaries. Love deeply but without losing self. Allow others space to love freely without control or expectation. Bonus planetary examples across Rohini Padas. Sun in Pada 1, Aries Navamsha, expression, seeks recognition through beauty or creation. Karma can become egoic about talents or authority. Lesson, radiate light, don't demand applause. Saturn in Pada 2, expressiplined, patient, extremely resource-focused. Karma clings to structure and materialism. May feel emotionally rigid. Lesson, learn to let abundance flow instead of gripping it. Jupiter in Pada 3, Gemini expression, teacher, communicator, storyteller. Karma, intellectual arrogance or overpromising. Lesson, align ideas with inner values, walk the talk. Rahu in Pada 4, can expression, overcraves emotional attention, mother-like partners. Karma, emotional manipulation, clinginess, or inherited ancestral trauma. Lesson, use emotional power to heal, not to bind. Summary, Rohini's four padas and their emotional currents. Pada 1, seeks passion and dominance, trap ego, impulsive love, growth, lead through heart-centered fire. Pada 2, Taurus, seeks stability and beauty, stagnation, over-attachment, growth, find peace and impermanence. Pada 3, Gemini, seeks fun and expression, fickleness, charm over truth, growth, communicate from emotional depth. Pada 4, seeks emotional bonding, trap, clinginess, emotional manipulation, growth, nurture without controlling. Closing thought, Rohini's attraction is a gift, but it must be guided. Rohini shows us what we draw in, love, beauty, comfort, attention. But each planet placed here must answer, are you growing what you attract? Or gripping it until it withers? Rohini teaches us to create with softness, to feel deeply without attachment, and to let abundance be an offering, not a possession. Up next, Mrigashira Nakshatra, where the journey of seeking begins and the mind questions everything it once accepted.